The U.S. Justice Department has found a pattern of unconstitutional policing in the city of Baltimore. The civil rights investigators uncovered problems with excessive force and unjustified stops, many of them against Black people. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson is on the line to talk about this. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So take us back. Remind us how this investigation first started.
David, this all started soon after the death of Freddie Gray. Of course, he's the 25-year-old Black man who suffered a severe spinal cord injury in police custody last April. And his death set off a lot of unrest in the streets of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. He kind of personified the tension between police and people of color in the city. And as we now know, local prosecutors won no convictions in the case.
So that investigation starts, civil rights investigators come to Baltimore. What exactly have they been doing? What have they been looking for?
Kind of a lot. They've been interviewing police officers about what they need to do their jobs better. They've been meeting with community groups, doing ride-alongs with cops, and reviewing lots of records about traffic stops and when police used force in the past.
It sounds comprehensive. I mean, they were really looking at policing at a very broad level.
Yeah, it took over a year, and that's the reason why.
So what did they find?
Some of this is going to sound familiar because we heard it in Ferguson, Missouri, in Newark, New Jersey, and lots of other areas where DOJ civil rights has investigated in the past.
Mm-hmm.
David, first, too many unjustified stops, stopping people for no good legal reason with Black people bearing the burden. In one instance, a Black man in his 50s was stopped 30 times in 4 years,
wow,
but never charged with a crime. There's also too much use of force in Baltimore, especially when it's not necessary. Police have been striking back at people who were protesting, standing outside in front of housing projects, trying to charge them with misdemeanors or get them to disperse for no good reason. And also, really disturbingly, strip searches of people in public view. The DOJ really called out Baltimore police for doing that.
Have the police, have officials in Baltimore responded to this either during the course of the investigation or now that these findings are coming out now?
Well, you know, DOJ says Baltimore officials have been unusually cooperative. The mayor, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, actually invited Justice Department investigators in to take a look last year. And she says she wants to do whatever it takes to fix these problems. The newish police commissioner, Kevin Davis, has also been on board. He told me at a news conference earlier this year he named a team to handle requests from the DOJ. Here's what he said.
I will say that we're the first police department that I know of that stood up a full-time Department of Justice Compliance and Accountability team that interacts exclusively with the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division regarding their requests for documents and policies and interviews, et cetera. So we welcome their presence on our police department. We think they'll only make us better.
And Kevin Davis says police there have already overhauled their training and changed their policy for use of false force in Baltimore.
Now, Carrie, I hear the commissioner basically saying there, we are being fully transparent. If other departments actually allow this level of access, they might find some of the same things. Let's sort of lead the charge in reform. I mean, would critics say that's a fair argument, or are they trying to spin this?
I think if you talk to the Fraternal Order of Police, they will say any big city urban police department is going to have some of these kinds of problems. The issue here in Baltimore, David, is that authorities have now documented what they believe to be two systems of justice. One system of law enforcement for people in white, wealthy neighborhoods in Baltimore. Another for African Americans in poor neighborhoods who get targeted by police for no good reason too many times.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Thanks, Carrie.
Sure.